Merci, Charles. Hey, Joel. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you, my friend.
Sorry that I'm not here more often. And I appreciate your time because I understand there's some Wi-Fi issues in
That's
Winnipeg.
good. No, we get it good now. Let's
Okay,
do it.
great. Notwithstanding the end of the game last night and you still got a point, what? This has really been, to me, this is a defining road trip for this team. And you went into Calgary, you beat Stockton four straight times. What is it about this team this year that you feel has made such a big difference, other than the brilliant coaching, of course?
Herb, it's the process we've been engaged since the first day we got there about building a program, an attitude, habits. We're younger now than we've probably ever been, and our young guys are playing top minutes. I mean, you look at our first three lines, we got like kids everywhere. And the performance have been really good. And last night, 37 seconds, they got two shots that deflected twice on player that went through our goalie. I mean, I'm not going to let that define our game last night. We gave, I think, 16 shots in regulation. And now we're playing tonight our sixth game in 9 days.
Yeah.
And the effort yesterday was outstanding. The buy-in was outstanding. I rewatched the third period. We barely give anything. That we got to be better in little of areas. That's my job to coach a guy, but I think the buy-in and the investment we've made, and don't kid yourself, we finished with 10 forwards last night. We lost Belzile and Venmo. Belzile early in the first period and Venmo in the third, early in the third. So, guys were a little tired towards the end, but still fighting. So I'm very proud of the effort and the performance. And today I've come with a plan where we're going to get a couple of guys in the lineup and we're going to challenge them. It's a playoff performance and see how far we can dig. But they've been a good group that listened. Every time I've challenged them or I've asked them to do something, they've done. And I'm very proud of the group.
This is such a critical and grueling road trip. What has the team showed you on this trip? And while every coach is certainly optimistic heading into a season and believes his team will be good, I mean, are they even surprising you about how good they are?
Well, Herb, it's not about the road trip as much as since the beginning of the year. Guys have been, we've told you, we've worked, we have a plan, we're structured, we know the guy know what the job is, and then it's not good, then they know where to press so we get better. And we're in the moment, to be honest. With COVID, everything is so different, Herb, and the requirement are so demanding that it's just been since day one, and I didn't really see that road trip as much as maybe you guys had a defining. I just saw it as a great experience. Everything I'm seeing between you and I last night is a great experience for today. That could happen in the playoff. You play a great game, a couple of tricky bounce, and then all of a sudden it becomes a tie game. And I thought we reacted really well in overtime. So everything for me is about teaching and guiding and looking at performance and effort and habits. So yes, a road trip if you look at it from, but for us, it's been every day evaluating the guy, challenging them, and putting some young guys in hard minutes and top minutes and actually having some success. So now it's going to be to have a team effort tonight. But Herb, that group has been like, we're a young group. People don't realize that. We're not full on veteran. Sometimes I have 12 to 14 first or second year guy.
Do you think there's a ceiling for this team at all, or is the sky the limit?
Well, I mean, AHL, you go one day at a time, Herb.
Yeah.
The reality is that this league and lineup, look at our lineup, the first lineup, look at our lineup now. This has nothing to do. We're minus Veilleux and minus Lynch. We've lost Venmo. We lost Belzile. We lost Dauphin. We lost Ouellette. We lost Olofsson. Do you realize how many guys we've lost now? And we're talking
Incredible.
veteran top player, and the performance are still there. Now, we have to work together to make sure we keep that mindset, but all of a sudden, AHL is what it is. I mean, it's as a coach, you don't plan too far ahead. You go with what you have and you challenge the group that you have to do the best they can.
And since I still haven't been muted by Charles, is there anyone that has surprised you at all this season?
Well, I think the two group, the veteran have been really fun to work with and buy in and guiding the young guys, which has been a lot of fun. I'm not going to lie to you. It's been a lot of fun for all the veterans to just embrace playing with young guy, which is not obvious, Herb. Like, you know how it is. Mm-hmm. You put a veteran with two rookie or one, like they're all of a sudden they're, so the guys were really invested. So that's the fun part from the veteran. And the other fun part is the young guys that I've put in tough situation and delivering. And even if they have a off shift or something, they bounce back, or off game, they bounce back with performance. So I don't want to single out anybody, because I have to say that the veteran have been really good with effort. And I have to say the young guys have kept up. And I never want to put a ceiling on anybody or any group. That's my job as a coach, to maximize who we have. The reality is that the lineup we have tonight and the lineup we had a week or 5 weeks ago is not the same. But for me, it's still, I'm still looking for performance. My job as a coach every night is to give our best chance to the team to win. And I won't be perfect, but, and stick with what we believe in, you know, we stick with the direction and keep hitting the nail on the head, and regardless of who's in the lineup. And that's what we've done since day one we got here.
Great. Thank you. I'll let somebody else ask a question.
Thank you. Good morning, Joel. In English, I know you spoke with Anthony about this, but in English, could you just provide us an injury update on Vedamo and Belzile, please?
Okay, they're out. They will be out for the rest of the trip, from what I've heard. No reason to play game. We'll reevaluate them next week. It's a big loss for us. You lose Belzile in the first period. You lose Vedamo in the beginning of the third. Obviously, you lose experience, you lose minute that you would like to have at the end of the game, and you know, you start to play with 10 forwards early in the game with a young team. But we'll put somebody else in. And like I said, it's not the same lineup we had, you know, 3 weeks and 6 weeks back, but it doesn't change anything. Our performance got to be there. The detail has to be there. And we'll dig deep. 6 games and 9 nights. We'll see what the kids have, but we're definitely going to be young tonight. We have a plan. Let's see how the guy can execute against a good team. Manitoba is big. They work hard. They're a good team. They're well balanced. So it's going to be a fun challenge. As a coach, you kind of like to see what the guy have under the hood in these conditions, but they're definitely we're going to have our work cut out tonight.
Sure. And of course, on top of that, you know, you're missing Veilleux and Ouellette and Dauphin being up. So that's five. And Olofsson. So that's a pretty core group of guys that you really depend on. Do you think that your younger core is actually kind of excited to get the chance to step up and show what they can do?
Well, the young guys have been playing a lot. So it's not like for them, oh, I have an opportunity now. I mean, you look at our lineup every night, we have between, you know, 12 and 14 first or second year guy. Like, you have to understand, a second year guy with a COVID last year, it's half a rookie. He only played a half a season for a lot of them. So they're already playing top minutes. I think the excitement, you have to understand, when you're now in the wear and tear, 6 games and 9 nights with travels and a lot of tight game and, you know, a lot of minutes for some guys. So I think now they're leveled. Their energy is level, meaning that they're in the moment. It's my job to make sure that we are really focused tonight on detail and give ourselves the best chance to win. I see this game tonight, Amy, as a playoff kind of mindset. If you were on the road and you would lose that first game where you played really well and you could have won and a couple of trigger points happen, you know, it doesn't diminish your performance, but it forces you to go to another level the next day with adversity, injury. So as a coach, it's, and for the player, it's a great challenge. And for Caden tonight, and, you know, I mean, we're going to need him to be big tonight. So it's fun. But I wouldn't say the guys are excited, because they're playing a lot, and I think they're in a moment of I wouldn't say fatigue, but leveled in the trip. We play a lot of games. So if we didn't play for a week, I'm sure there would be some jittering. But right now we're more in the grind than anything else.
Excellent. All right. Bon match. Merci.
Thank you. Thank you, Amy. We'll go back to Herb for the last question. Herb?
Last two, I hope. Look, I know, Joel, you're a guy who lives in the moment. You don't get too high, too low. You don't look too far ahead. There's a lot of hockey still to be played. But if someone would have told you at the beginning of this process that this far into the season, you'd be in first place, almost running away with the division. Would you have been surprised? Would you have believed them?
I believe in what we're doing. I believe in what we're doing. I believe in our young guys. To be honest, Herb, I believe in what we're doing since day one.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at our performance over first year, second year, third year. Look at last year, how we finished. If you look at our record, the last 10 game last year and our record this year, I mean, I think we'd be like almost 20-5 or 20-6. Mm-hmm. So I believe in what we're doing. I believe in the guys. And we build a partnership, you know, over the years with some guys that are returning. So I'm not, for me, I'm looking at performance. And I can't get wrapped up in too many things. And I just got to make sure I stick with the plan of working with the guy and lining up good performance, and then the points will come. And if you look at our losses, I think there was still good performance this year. Now we're going to be in a bit of a jam. Don't kid yourself, Herb. It's going to be a tough end of road trip. We're 10, and we're going to get back home, and we might get thinner because nobody's going to come and help us right now. So this is the AHL. You know, as a coach, you live in the moment, because the day a coach lives in the past or lives in the future or lives with the player he doesn't have, he's going to be a miserable guy. I've told the player today, I said, you want to coach? One guy wants to coach in the AHL. I said, be ready. Don't plan too far ahead. Tonight, Herb, I'm looking for a really focus and hard performance from our young guy and our veteran, 100% buy-in to protect Primo, to give a playoff performance on the road with a tired group or a level group, like I said, in energy, but with focus and concentration and maturity to play the game the right way. And it's going to be a hell of a challenge. And as a coach, you're kind of happy to benchmark the young guys to see how they're going to handle it. It's a lot of fun because this is what's going to happen, you know?
And I know you're not, you won't get wrapped up in this, and you do not look in the future, as you just said, but you're starting to get noticed throughout hockey circles. A lot of people are talking about the job that Joel Bouchard is doing. It seems like you're not going to be in the AHL for long, but you're not going to touch that question, are you?
I tell you what, I control what I can control. My job is to be the best coach I can be with the guy and keep my eye on the prize and know what it's all about. Because, you know, I believe in what I'm doing. I believe in Dan. I believe in Marco. I believe in our staff. I believe in our player. I believe in our process to approach a game. And I know what we're doing since day one here is a good thing. And now the results are coming. That being said, you know, whatever happened. You know, I'm not in the future in a way that, you know, my job, I ask the guy to be in the present, be focused. My job is to be in the present, be focused. That's my job. And, you know, I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I've learned a lot over the last 3 years. It's been a great process, and we got to keep that, that ball going with a team that's going to be challenged over the next few weeks.
Merci, Joël. C'est ce qui complète la disponibilité médiane avant match du Rocket. Bonne journée à tous et bon match ce soir. Merci, coach. Bon match.